possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
I still have a bunch of different audio to get to here this afternoon. Some of that might go in our audio cut of the day segment. So, Sue, this morning, my wife has become very interested in the news cycle ever since last year in the election. She didn't used to, I'm not saying she never paid any attention, but like when I walk in and let's say that I'm in another part of the house, maybe watching a show that she doesn't watch or something along those lines, she... Yeah. She's got Gutfeld on and she's watching Fox and she's sending me tweets and things like that that are potential, you know, stories for the show. And a lot of them are more politically active than she used to be, but she's gotten a little worked up about stuff, maybe in a positive way. It's just so funny because I get to a point where I come home, I'm like, I got to turn Fox off.
I've been
monitoring all day. I don't want to hear this. I'd rather watch baseball or something like that. So she sends me this this tweet. She was up late, and it's the first thing I see this morning. And it says, trending, multiple Minnesota Vikings fans have announced that they're canceling their season tickets because the team has a male cheerleader this season. Minnesota is among the first teams to include a male cheerleader on their dance squad promoting gender equality. So it's not like, I don't think it's like a trans cheerleader, but it's a man, but he's going to be dancing like the women. We thought that, amongst other topics, Michelle Tafoya might be able to help us with that this afternoon. She, of course, used to cover the NFL, the NBA, the Olympics, and a lot of other sports. She now has a podcast, the Michelle Tafoya Podcast. How are you this afternoon? Welcome back, Michelle. Hope all is well.
Everything's great. Thank you. I'm happy to hear that your wife is getting more interested. It's such a fascinating time to be alive.
Yeah, she, and I think maybe some of this, and you can maybe say this with a lot of women, you can trace it back to the pandemic and, you know, the mama bears and what was going on with school. I think there are a lot of women that are more interested in getting more engaged. So, and she was never someone that, you know, didn't pay any attention, but she's certainly paying more attention. And here's what happens. And Sue, you know me, so you'll get this. I'll come home after doing this, you know, and talking about it, and I know all the topics, hopefully, and I talk to people like you, and then she wants me to kind of give her my take on all this stuff at night. I'm like, no, I'm not doing that right now. I want to watch the Cardinals or something like that.
Right.
You got to listen to the podcast, my podcast. I'll point you to the segment on the show, and then you can explain it. Because she's asking me about the, you know, one thing that's come up here, and it's kind of hard for people, I think, to get their arms around all this stuff with the redistricting in Texas. And we're doing some of that here in Missouri as well. And that's, for even people that pay attention, that stuff gets kind of confusing.
Yeah, it does. I think that, first of all, the word gerrymander.
Yeah, exactly.
So, like, it's such a silly word that you go, what the hell are they talking about gerrymandering? What does this mean? So, yeah, I find that complicated, too. But this is such a ridiculous fight that they're all having because both sides do it. And, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
But getting back to the Vikings cheerleader.
Yes, yes, please do.
So, you know, I left the NFL early 2022, right after the Super Bowl. And even before then, the LA Rams had male cheerleaders. And, you know, this is different. This isn't the, you know, the rah-rah guys on the college sidelines who are throwing the girls in the air. These are guys who are dancing along with the teams. And I remember the Rams had at least one. Now they have four or five, the LA Rams. Okay. So, yes, Minnesota has two. I don't know why they're only focusing on the one whose name is Blaze, but there are two.
His name is Blaze. I know. That's
his name is Blaze. Yeah. So here's the thing. I think that I've talked to some people around this knowing I was going to come on with you, and there's always that bluster of, oh, I'm giving up my season tickets. Yeah. Never again. You know, they lose they don't get to the Super Bowl. Oh, I hate the Vikings. They let me down again. I'm dropping my season tickets. It's kind of, you know, it's that bluster. But I do think that a lot of men, they don't mind that there are men on the cheerleading squad, but I don't think they like seeing them dance like women.
Right, right.
And that's really what's going on here. That's just a guess on my part. So, look, whatever. It's Minnesota, and we are here in Minnesota. We are very left of center. So there you have it.
I would say going a little further, I'm not even a big, like, NFL cheerleader type person. I guess I get it a little bit more with collegiate sports, but I've never quite understood the, and I guess it's halftime and during the breaks and everything like that, but the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders set the standard, and then everyone, you know, I don't even think the Packers have cheerleaders. They used to use the University of Green Bay cheerleaders.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, some teams don't even have them.
Right.
But I doubt that many people will actually cancel tickets for the Vikings.
No,
right?
I mean, you know what? If you don't like it, don't watch the cheerleaders, or pick out one that you do like or two and watch them, and just don't watch the others. Yeah, I think this is a lot of faux outrage.
But, you know, what's not faux outrage, it's what's happened to so many women across this country. And you and I have talked about this Title IX issue and Riley Gaines and some of her heroism and other things that have gone on. I know that in maybe even in the latest edition of your podcast, you speak with someone by the name of Amy Sousa, who is an expert on this gender ideology. You want to talk about that a little bit?
I still sit sometimes and take a deep breath and go, how is this going on? Like, you know, gender, like, first of all, the term sex assigned at birth, like there's some person in the delivery room and says, I hereby assign you. Yeah, no, you're born with a penis or you're born with a vagina.
Yes.
Sorry if that's offensive to you. And for thousands and thousands and thousands of years, that is how we've differentiated male from female, along with chromosomes, etc. So this notion that you can, you know, look, if you want to dress, whatever, I really don't care. But the problem is reaching young kids now. And that's what bothers me, because we're talking about kids who are 12, 11, 10. I read this psychologist in San Francisco, so that it makes a lot of sense. She said kids know before they're two if they're trans, and here's how. If a little two-year-old girl has barrettes in her hair and she goes to pull them out, it's probably because she wants to be a boy. And if a boy is wearing a onesie and he unsnaps it so that it just hangs loose, it's probably because he wants to be a girl. I mean, are you kidding me? This stuff is so, it's just crazy, right? It's bizarre. And when you start pushing this in schools and confusing kids, it really ticks me off. And our guest, Dr. Sousa, was very good about this. I encourage people to listen, because she really hit it on the head. This is it's insanity.
I'm still waiting. You know, my daughter knows a lot more than I give her credit for, and you know, she pays attention. And I have a situation where the news is on quite a bit in the morning before. Well, now she's not going to school. I expressed my absolute joy that they're going back to school a week from today, Michelle. I cannot wait to get part of my life back. But there are things that happen in the news cycle related to this that I'm actually a little surprised that she hasn't asked me about. But to your point, it is trickling down. And you know, I use this example of what happened up there in Minnesota, because we have a young girl who is a bit of a mentor to my daughter, who's a softball player. She's a junior in high school now. And, you know, her team, they knew what was going on with that pitcher, and all these other kids from across the country were dialed into this. They have their opinions. They're more knowledgeable, I think, than we give them credit for at this time.
Yeah.
But, you know, and let me offer this as an example, too. It's interesting. Over the weekend, there was a story, I think it was yesterday, in the Washington Post, and the headline was, "A family opened a town's first bookstore. A bathroom bill is driving them away." Okay, and it talked about this couple that were in Vermilion, South Dakota. And Mike Phelan is the guy's name, and they have a trans daughter, so a biological boy who is now a female, and they're moving out of North Dakota, and this heart gut-wrenching story talks about all these terrible things because of this bathroom bill, etc. And my and I read the whole story, okay, and I can understand the human aspects of this, where the father and the mother, they went to the school board to let their daughter use the you know, the girls' bathroom, and they had set up some rules within the school district, but then there was a state law that was introduced, and they're like, "We're leaving." The problem that I have with the story in the Washington Post is I don't ever, and I mean ever, remember opening a story in the Washington Post or the New York Times or the St. Louis Post-Dispatch where they talk about, you know, Paula Scanlon or Riley Gaines or some of these other women that were affected and had to change in locker rooms. So you get these compelling, heart-wrenching stories about these trans kids who are just victims. And I understand there's some of these kids are probably going through tough times. I think some of them are gay and they just don't know they're gay.
Yeah.
But there's never the other side, the flip side of the equation, where the women who are not being, you know, who are probably represented, certainly I think these young girls are represented by a majority of the country. And it's those stories that get the headlines in the Sunday edition in the Washington Post.
It's you know, listen, if there's any more proof necessary that the mainstream media anyway leans heavily to the left, that's your example. And it continues and continues and continues. And even though Jeff Bezos has said, hey, we're going to make the Post a little bit more, you know, we're going to have conservative voices. And even though Barry Weiss left the New York Times and the New York Times said, boy, did we underestimate conservatives in this country. We're going to try to get back in touch. They don't. You know, it's as simple as that. The media is left leaning. And so, yeah, where there are youth, and I'm sure they're confused and it's painful for the family. First of all, I think there are some really simple solutions to this bathroom stuff. Not always easy, but simple. A girl's locker room should be for girls, period, the end. But if you have bathrooms at schools, you can make them, like, don't make them boys or girls. Single stalls, you know, anyone can go in and then have sort of a community washing place or whatever. It's just, it's pretty simple. I was just in Europe and I noticed at a lot of public restrooms, they had men and women and then, right, you know, sort of generic. And you can do that and then nobody really has to worry. But I do agree with you. You never hear about the women who are traumatized by this in some cases or affected in other ways. So it's very one-sided and it's designed for a very specific purpose.
Well, you saw what happened. Did you hear any of the reaction or see or watch any of the reaction to Mayor Pete last week? So you have these potential presidential candidates. Gavin Newsom went out there a little bit, you know, tried to say that the fairness issue was legitimate. He got blowback for that. So he's, you know, I think been keeping his mouth shut on that topic. Then you have Mayor Pete that, you know, even admits, you know, because I still don't understand how the parents, for example, in the story in the Washington Post or other activists can't at the very least say, okay, we understand why a biological boy on the pitcher's mound on a high school team in Minnesota who is dominating the competition. Okay, well, we can see how that's a fairness issue. But Mayor Pete admits that it's a fairness issue, and the Alphabet Mafia goes nuts on him. He's no longer welcome just because he admits that the fairness issue is real.
Again, this is craziness. And you saw Rahm Emanuel, who I believe is running for president in the next. Yeah.
Yep.
And he was on with Megyn Kelly and she asked him point blank, can a boy become a girl? Can a man become a woman? All this. And he gave very succinct answers that the left wasn't going to like. And he said, yeah, now I've got to go into hiding after giving you those answers. I mean, I think it's a very narrow percentage of the left, but they are loud and they will scream and they will beat you up and they will come after you. They are militant about this. And I'm telling you, I think it's going to continue to hurt Democrats. If you can't talk honestly about the fairness issue and you know, all these, oh, well, we got to do more studies. No, you don't. No, you don't. Because from the beginning of time, we've known this. That's why we have men's and women's divisions to begin with. Because you can't, women can't compete with men, and men overpower women. And someone is going to say, yeah, but there are some, you know, more feminine men who deserve to compete against. No, they don't. Yeah. No, they don't. No, and they don't.
Should
I'm
not
sorry.
Be that hard. Yep,
it's not exactly. That tough.
Yeah, so it's interesting that you mentioned Rahm Emanuel, because I've been talking about him for a couple of months, because what I hear, he's definitely running. He's trying to get that center lane. The issue for Rahm Emanuel, I mean, as someone who does not want the Democrats to succeed in national elections, I almost hope he doesn't have any leeway here where he can, you know, gain momentum, because he is more common sense, and he's where the majority of Americans and the majority of Democrats are on that issue. But we know how primaries work, right? You get in a primary with guys like Mamdani and AOC and whoever else might be on the list, Gavin Newsom, well, he won't survive in that group. He might be able to, this is where it gets tough for Republicans as well. You might be able to win a general election, but you can't get out of that primary because of your positions on the trans issues or something like that.
And remember when the question was asked at the last Democrat primary, raise your hand if you support, I think it was Medicare for illegal immigrants or you know, something like that. And they all raised their hands.
Yeah.
And it was like, even if you didn't believe that, you
had to raise your hand.
Had to raise your hand.
Exactly.
And so those kind of traps are going to be laid. There's no question about it.
Hey, I watched an uncomfortable amount of preseason football here in the last 5 days because I'm so starved for the NFL. I love it so much. I'm watching Quarterback on Netflix. I'm watching Hard Knocks on Max. I love the NFL. But they have this new deal with ESPN, and I don't really know what the hell is going on there, because I left DirecTV a couple years ago when they finally gave the package to YouTube TV. Amazon was in the running for a while. I switched to YouTube TV. I could not be more happy. I believe I was charged for my NFL package last week because I saw the credit card, you know, receipt come in.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
But what's the deal that's going on right now with ESPN and the NFL?
I wish I knew more about it, but it really is interesting that the NFL has taken a 10% stake in ESPN. That's not huge, right? That's a minority stake. And ESPN, in return, gets to run the NFL network. The problem that I have with this, now, you know, look, every network has a relationship, every network that carries the games, whether it's Amazon, NBC, CBS, Fox, they all have relationships with the NFL. And those relationships can tie your hands on some things, journalistically and otherwise. But now, when you have the NFL having an ownership stake in ESPN, as small as it is, what is that going to do to ESPN's coverage? Can they continue to be very journalistic about stuff in the NFL if one of your owners says, hey, you know, let's go easy on that story because it's given us a bad look? So that's the issue that I see as being more pronounced. Other than that, I don't know how it's going to work, but it surely puts them in bed more closely together than, say, an NBC or a CBS or a Fox.
So I have to ask you about the smelling salts issue, because I was watching one of the games, I think on Thursday night. I'm looking at the scroll and I'm like, the smelling salts, I don't even know what the hell the thing was about. And then the Wall Street Journal has a piece about this and how I guess there is a deal that they arranged where these players can use the smelling salts if they need to, but the NFL is not going to provide them. Now, you were on the sidelines for NFL games hundreds of times. One thing that jumped out to me, Michelle, in the story that the Wall Street Journal did is George Kittle, the legendary tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and a really funny guy who was featured in Receiver on Netflix last year. I love his personality. He says he uses smelling salts before every drive. So he's not just using them because he got a little banged up and maybe he was a little dizzy. He uses them before every drive. Is that very common? I guess it is.
I think it is. I can remember very early in my career, and I was covering the Vikings. I was doing the Vikings sideline for the local broadcast. And I would see, before the defense went out on the field, you'd see these guys inhaling the smelling salts and all the empty packets just lying on the sidelines. And I remember thinking, wow, you know, I wasn't aware of that. But, yeah, look, if it's legal, it's legal, and they're going to do it. And it's a little bit crazy. I did not see that Wall Street Journal piece. I've been away. But, yeah, this is not uncommon at all.
Well, that was what was so, you know, Kittle says, I've been distraught all day. We've got to figure out a middle ground here. And when he said that he uses them before every drive, that was, now I think he's still going to be able to do that. You know, he just has to provide his own smelling salts. But
I think he can afford them.
Yeah, no, I know he can. But I guess the reason the NFL didn't want to put their stamp of approval is there's some scientific evidence that is a little questionable if it, in fact, you know, we know how much they're concerned about concussions now in the protocol, but if the smelling salts can overcome a decision on whether a player should be in there because of a potential, you know, concussion, well, that's a real issue.
Yeah.
That's an issue.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that is an issue. Look, they're going to cross every T and dot every I on this concussion issue. And so if there's even a question about that, then I could see them saying, you know, we're no longer going to provide these. But listen, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a scientist, but I did cover the NFL for 30 years and I saw a lot of concussions, and we've seen a major decrease in concussions. We're never going to get to zero, ever. There's no helmet that can prevent a concussion. You can maybe minimize it a little bit, but you cannot prevent concussions. So if they're looking for every possible way to take any question out of, you know, are we helping promote these head injuries with the game, they're going to do it. Yeah. And if this is one way to cover themselves, they're going to do it.
Michelle Tafoya, always great to have you on. Check out the latest podcast with Dr. Sousa on the gender ideology. I think that'll be a good one to check out. We'll talk soon. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you.
All right, we'll see you.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust?
credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.